Unit 11, page 102. Reading. Exercise 4.
A Mission to Mars. Back in 2001, Dennis Tito made a name for himself by becoming the first ever space tourist. 12 years later, he launched his Mars project with the idea of sending a couple on a flight around Mars. It never happened. The technology wasn't ready. 2018 may have been our best chance to get to Mars from Earth for some time, as the two planets were at their closest, meaning the 56 million kilometer journey might have taken as little as 200 days. Huge advances in science over recent years have meant that interest in reaching our closest planetary neighbor is at an all-time high, and we might not have to wait too long before it becomes a reality. The next time the two planets will come closer again is in 2033. The race for Mars is on. However, any space project wishing to touch down on the red planet will first have to overcome three major problems. First, there is the expense. Current estimates for a round trip range from $100 billion to as much as $500 billion. Clearly, this is a lot of money for any one government to find, which means a mission to Mars is sure to be an international collaboration. One way of bringing the cost down is to work on developing reusable rockets. SpaceX, one of the companies at the forefront of space exploration, believes their Falcon 9, which has already successfully been launched and landed, might be the answer to this. Another problem that needs overcoming is the psychological effects of such an ambitious voyage on the astronauts. Medical experts are worried that the long time spent in a confined space can't be beneficial to the mental health of the crew. They advise that spacecrafts should be fitted with a wide range of activities to keep the astronauts busy. There is also the question of how well the astronauts will cope with the desert-like Martian landscape. The High Seas Project aims to help prepare for this, and sees would-be astronauts spending up to 8 months in isolation on the side of a Hawaiian volcano. The final problem is perhaps the most serious. A trip to Mars is bound to expose crew members to extremely high levels of radiation, which is likely to lead to a number of illnesses. Ideas being worked on to fight this include the development of protective covering and the possibility of faster rockets to cut down on travel time. Although human exploration of Mars seems certain at a future date, some say there are several reasons why this might not be such a good idea. Perhaps the greatest fear is that of cross-contamination. No matter how sterile the spaceships landing on Mars might be, the astronauts walking out onto the surface will bring with them millions of Earth microbes, and the effect of these on any potential Martian ecosystem may well be disastrous. Maybe we'd be better off concentrating on looking after the world we currently have, so that there will never be any need to find an alternative home.